Alex Soros celebrates reports of Biden approving Ukraine missile strikes in Russia as great news. By Kurt Zindelka on November 18, 2024. Democrat mega donor Alex Soros has hailed the reported decision by outgoing U.S. President Joe Biden to allow Ukraine to use American-made long-range missiles to strike targets within Russia. On Sunday, legacy media outlets such as The New York Times, Washington Post, and Wall Street Journal reported, citing unnamed U.S. officials, that with just 2 months left in his term, President Biden had reversed course and signed off on Kyiv using Army Tactical Missile System, ATACMS, missiles to strike targets within Russia. Previously, the 81-year-old Democrat had been wary of making such a decision over widespread concerns that long-range strikes with American arms could spark an escalation in the conflict between Western nations and the world's largest nuclear power. Apparently, unconcerned with the potential of an escalation, Chairman of the Board of Directors of the Open Society Foundation's Alex Soros wrote on X, "This is great news." In response to a report about the sign-off on ATACMS strikes inside Russia. The sign of globalist George Soros International Influence Network has been an outspoken proponent of Ukraine continuing the war with Russia, and has even entered into partnership with a charity sponsored by President Zelensky's wife. Since Ukraine gained independence from Russia, the Soros family has been very active in the former Soviet state through its International Renaissance Foundation, IRF, in Kyiv. According to the Open Society Foundations, the IRF has been the largest independent funder of Ukraine's vibrant array of civil society and citizens groups for more than three decades. Over the past decade, alone, the Soros organization has poured over $230 million into the country, including to help establish the National Public Broadcasting Company of Ukraine in 2015. As with the network's operation elsewhere, the Soros Foundation has long sought to influence the political environment in Ukraine, with George Soros admitting in 2014 that Open Society played an important role in the Western-backed Euromaidan movement which toppled the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych for opposing cutting off ties with Moscow. Others were less pleased with the notion of Ukraine using American long-range missiles to strike within Russia, including Slovakian Prime Minister Robert Fico, who warned that it would cause unnecessary escalation with Moscow. The head of the NATO ally nation also suggested that the reported move by the Biden administration came with a clear goal: to completely derail or delay peace talks started by President-elect Donald Trump. On Monday, Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharov said that while the decision has not been formally announced by Washington, Russia's response will be appropriate and tangible if strikes were to occur. The use of long-range missiles by Kyiv to attack our territory would mean the direct participation of the U.S. and its satellites in military operations against Russia, as well as the radical change in the essence and nature of the conflict, Zakharov said. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X. Follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka @Breitbart.com.